Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. American Legion Face Signpost 38 invites the public and those who have served in the military to Veterans Day ceremonies tomorrow morning in front of the Chickasaw County Courthouse in New Hampton.
We always follow it on Veterans Day. So 11-11-11, the Armistice Day. So our program's on the 11th month, the 11th day at the 11th hour. That's the tradition that we've always stuck to.
That's Post Commander Brian Quirk, who says the guest speaker will be Pastor Kevin Smith from United Church of Christ in Fredericksburg. The program will be aired on 95.1 The Bull. Quirk adds that the post-annual Veterans Day dinner is this Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the pub at the Pinnacle in New Hampton, with proceeds helping American Legion community service projects. Quirk says the dinner offers drive-through and dine-in options. For tickets, contact any Legion member or stop in at the NHMU office at 112 East Main Street in New Hampton. Find more info on the American Legion Face Signpost 38 Facebook page. VFW Post 3914 in Charles City is hosting a Veterans Day uniform dance tomorrow night. Post Commander Denny Hall says the history of the uniform dance dates back almost 50 years.
We had our very first uniform dance back in 1976. It was very comical, a lot of fun, because there was hardly anybody that had a uniform that would fit them. But they wore what they get into. And last year we had our first one that we had in a long time, and it was a blast. So we decided to do it again this year. And with our dance being on Veterans Day this year, makes it more special.
An Army and National Guard veteran, Hall says he was deployed twice, both on Veterans Day, heading for Vietnam in 1970 and the Gulf War in 1990. He says he was inspired by three people to work on an Army tugboat.
One was President John F. Kennedy, being on small patrol boats. The other two was Ernest Borgnine and Tim Conway from McHale's Navy, the sitcom program. And it took off from there.
The VFW's Philip Knighton says he was a junior when he enlisted in 1989. Shortly after his high school days ended, he began his military career as a computer programmer and communication specialist with the Marine Corps.
I graduated June the 2nd of 1990, and I was in boot camp June 5th of 1990. So I didn't really get to celebrate my graduation. Graduated, took the weekend off, and then the rest is history. I went to boot camp out in California.
Knighton says his duty included deployment during Desert Storm. Festivities tomorrow night at the VFW in Charles City begin with a Veterans Day program at 6 p.m., followed by the dance with live music at 7. Veterans in uniform will get a free drink. There will also be 50-50 raffles, door prizes, and silent auction. It is open to the public. A number of North Iowa community organizations have received free pork loins to enhance their Veterans Day celebrations. The Deb and Jeff Hansen Foundation, along with more than 100 community groups from across the state, came to the Iowa Select headquarters in West Des Moines recently to distribute more than 300 cases of nearly 4,000 pork loins for local Veterans Day celebrations. Each case of pork loins is also accompanied by an event kit, including patriotic aprons, disposable placemats, buttons, table decorations, and styrofoam cups. Participating organizations receiving the pork loin kits include the American Legion Post and Moving Veterans Forward of North Central Iowa, Top Guns in Algona, the AmVets in Applington, American Legion and VFW Post in Charles City, American Legions in Parkersburg and Spillville, the VFW Post in Tripola, plus the AmVets, Bartles Lutheran Retirement Community, and VFW Post all in Waverly. Floyd County ISU Extension is offering a Wellness Wednesday workshop next week. Healthy and prepared for the holidays, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. next Wednesday evening at the Extension office in downtown Charles City, is an evening of tips on how to keep your menu simple and fun during the busy holiday season. The workshop will include how to prepare meals ahead of time, healthy modifications to recipes, and how to repurpose leftovers. Each participant will also make a freezer meal to take home from the class. Cost of the workshop is $5, with pre-registration required by Monday by contacting Floyd County ISU Extension. The workshop is subject to cancellation if registrations are low. The Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce next Bingo Night is set for tomorrow night. Bingo Nights are hosted every second Saturday of the month through May at the Columbus Club in Charles City. Early Bird begins at 6:30 p.m. with regular bingo starting at 7. Multi-game packages will be available, or purchase a singular card for $1 per game. There will also be a cash bar and food on site. There will be a total of 28 games offered, plus 50-50 raffle, door prizes, and a $300 jackpot in the blackout game to end the evening. The event is open to families, but those under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. Bingo nights are also planned for December 9th, January 13th, February 10th, March 9th, April 13th, and May 11th. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa men's basketball. The Hawkeyes hosting Alabama State. 6 o'clock pregame and tip-off at 7. Tomorrow afternoon on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa football. The Hawkeyes hosting Rutgers. 12:30 with the pregame. Kickoff shortly after 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull. Also available online at 95.1thebull.com.